College English Test, Band 4. Part 1, Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?
You will read A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they have to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose answer A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
Question 1. Mike, before I go out, could you go over the shopping list and see if there's anything else you need?
Yes, that's about everything. Now, you're sure you don't mind going?
What is the woman probably going to do?
Question 2. Could you describe the two people who robbed the bank?
Well, the man was tall with dark hair, and he was wearing a black sweater. The main thing that I remember about the woman was that she did most of the talking.
What did you learn from this conversation? Question 3. It's a perfect day for staying inside.
This rain hasn't let up for 2 weeks. I'm going crazy.
What are you talking about?
Question 4. John's been dismissed for stealing.
There must be some mistake.
What can be concluded from the conversation? Question 5. What are you going to do this afternoon?
I told Frank I'd help him work on his car.
What did the man plan to do?
Question 6. What did you major in besides English?
I majored in education, too.
What did the woman major in?
Question 7. I don't remember it being this small. I had the impression that the room was a lot bigger.
So did I. But it'll be okay once we get the furniture in.
How does the woman feel about the room?
Question 8. I would like to move to the suburbs, but I don't have enough money to pay the high taxes.
I wish you could. It's nice to live there. Why isn't the man moving to the suburbs? Question 9. Jack, would you like to go to the club with us tomorrow night?
I wish I could, but I have to work on my term paper.
Is Jack going to the club? Question 10. Did you watch the game yesterday?
I wanted to, but Maria was watching a movie on Channel 5, so I watched it with her. You know, Maria, she can't stand football.
Why didn't the man watch the game?
Section B. Direction. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Passage 1.
Fred telephoned his wife. I've managed to get 3 tickets for the theater tonight, he told her. Meet me at the office. We'll have something to eat and then go on to the theater. Fred's wife was delighted. It was quite a while since they had been to the theater, which she liked very much. She met her husband as they had arranged. They had dinner and got to the theater in good time. At the entrance, Fred took out his wallet to get the tickets. It's very strange, he said. They aren't here. Try your pockets, suggested his wife. But the tickets weren't there either. Then Fred looked very upset. What's the matter? Asked his wife. Well, Fred explained, I remember what I did with the tickets. I put them in my briefcase. But because I wasn't coming home, I left it in the office.
Questions 11 to 14 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 11. How did Fred get the tickets for the theater? Question 12. Why was Fred's wife delighted? Question 13. Why was Fred upset after he and his wife got to the theater? Passage 2. Villages in developing countries often lack many things: books, clean water, electricity. These shortages are easy to see, but a different kind of shortage is not easy to see. That is the shortage of experts. Many villages have no doctors, engineers, or scientists. They have no one who knows how to treat unusual medical problems or design a new energy system. There is a way to ease these problems. they can do it with computers. In the past few years, computer scientists around the world have developed what they call expert systems. An expert system is a special kind of computer program. In some situations, it can take the place of a human expert. For example, an expert medical system can help care for a sick person. A question appears on the computer screen. Is the person hot? You tell the computer either yes or no. The computer asks other questions. Has the person lost any blood? Can the person move normally? You answer. The computer continues to ask questions until it has enough information to make a decision. Then it tells what medicine or other treatment is needed. In this way, the expert system takes the place of a doctor. Another kind of expert system takes the place of an engineer. It measures the flow of water in a river. It tells if a dam can be built on the river. It also tells how much electricity can be produced. Still, other kinds of expert systems help solve problems for farmers and owners of small businesses. Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. What does the speaker want to draw the listener's attention to when he mentions villages in developing countries? Question 15. What is an expert system? Question 16. Which of the following statements is true?
Passage 3. Last summer, I visited Mexico City to see the ancient art in the museum there. I was surprised at how well I managed to get around, even though I don't speak a word of Spanish. You just have to be able to make the right decision in a tough situation. The manager of my hotel gave me a map of the city and told me that the best way to get to the museum was by subway. I didn't know where the nearest subway was, but I was sure I would find it if I walked a little. After an hour, I was still walking. I was completely lost. Just then, a policeman came over and showed me the nearest station. I looked at the subway map on the wall and didn't know which line to take. In fact, I wasn't sure which station I was in. Most people would give up in that situation, but not me. After I thought it over, I knew exactly what to do. I went upstairs and took a taxi.
Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 17. Why did the speaker go to Mexico City? Question 18. What was the best way to the museum according to the hotel manager? Question 19. Why did the speaker take a taxi?
Question 20. How did the speaker feel about his trip to the museum? This is the end of listening comprehension.